This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Switz with you. Good morning. This is Morning Devotions, having another look today at getting past the fear of rejection. It's a big problem, rejection. Have you ever been rejected? I think you probably know what I'm talking about. Some of us experienced rejection worse than others, and we're all walking wounded in one way or another. And perhaps your mother died when you were young and your dad was consumed with grief and he withdrew into himself. Or maybe you were taught that you were unlovable or only accepted when you behaved perfectly and got the right grades or married the right person. Or maybe your spouse ran out on you and left you to raise the kids. There's probably no worse feeling in life than this feeling of being rejected, whether it's from the opposite sex, a friend or a family member or co-workers. The feeling that our presence is not wanted or no longer welcome can really cause deep hurt and make us become defensive. We've all experienced this rejection at some point. It can hurt and actually can take years to heal from. But as human beings, I think we want to be loved and accepted. A sense of belonging to a community is one of the fundamental ingredients for our own personal survival. To be honest, there are many experiences of daily life that can drag you down. You might start off the day on a good note. Doesn't take much to upset you, even knowing the milk is off or you've got nothing left for morning coffee, things like that. We look around sometimes and feel like everybody else has got it figured out except us. Or we say, I'm a loser. Now, it is hurtful. I want to say today that in God's sight, no one is a loser. We like to think we have relevance in life, that we can make a contribution, but the fear of rejection pulls us back. So it's no wonder we feel like losers. When we've been rejected, it's not uncommon to react in a way that ends up rejecting other people, people who don't believe that they're lovable, put up walls and shut out the people who are trying to love them. And then those people feel rejected. And then there's the, oh, look, I'm not good enough issue. So many people feel they're not good enough. They've made a mistake, have never forgiven themselves, and that guilt hangs around their neck constantly. And I've got a feeling that many people today still have the scars of rejection and find ways to comfort themselves. It's ironic, isn't it? This rejection cycle is self-propelling. Unless something stops it, what breaks the cycle? At the core of all rejection and its consequences is a spiritual issue. I'm reminded of what one author has said. You can experience the mercy of God no matter what you've been through. And here's my point. With God on your side, nothing is impossible to overcome, even rejection. And until you understand and believe that God loves you, apart from your life experience, you'll continue to go round and round this rejection cycle, believing its lies. You'll ask, why do others reject me? What have I done to deserve this? The Lord Jesus Christ understands. If you're stuck living with the pain of rejection, I'd like you to remember this wonderful verse from the Bible. It's Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We've been created by God to be loved, accepted, and appreciated. But rejection, therefore, opposes the very nature of God. Only God can be trusted as the true source of our identity. God never wanted us to feel rejected or abandoned. He wants us to be loved and accepted. In fact, the Bible puts it this way in Psalm 27, verse 10. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Now, think about it. Even if our own parents or family members forsake us, God will always receive us and never abandon us. So your identity as a person doesn't come from others who rejected you. Your identity comes from God, who created you and loved you so much. In fact, God gives us the key to overcoming negative thoughts in response to rejection, and that's prayer. Philippians 4, verse 7 in the New Testament says that when we pray, we will experience the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, and this will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And Romans 12, verse 2 says we are to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. By discerning the will of God, we'll then know what's good and perfect. God made sure to tell us how important it is to guard and renew our minds. By submitting our will to the will of God through prayer, we will have a renewal of peace. Heavenly Father, how easy it is to get caught up in the feeling of rejection. Lord, help us to be positive, knowing that with you we can overcome any person or anything that causes us to feel rejection. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.